The word today is hospitality. Welcome to The Word Today with pastor and Bible teacher Douglas Schrader. We usually try to be kind and considerate of strangers, but do we work as hard at it for our spouse? They're supposed to accept us as we are, but this can cause friction that wears on a marriage over time. Christian marriages should be distinct from secular ones by the effort the couple makes to express hospitality toward and to forgive each other. Here with more on this important relationship aspect is Bible teacher Douglas Schrader on The Word Today, Hospitality.
We're going to spend a little bit of time talking about marriage. There's surprisingly little said in the New Testament about marriage in particular, but there's a great deal said about how Christians are to love one another, support one another, be considerate of one another. And I have always gone from the premise that whatever is good for the community is also good for the relationship between husband and wife. In particular, we are going to be looking at 1 Peter chapter 4, where it says in verse 7, "The end of all things is near, therefore be clear-minded and self-controlled so that you can pray. Above all, love each other deeply, because love covers a multitude of sins. Offer hospitality to one another without grumbling. Each one should use whatever gift he has received to serve others, faithfully administering God's grace in its various forms. If anyone speaks, he should do it as one speaking the very words of God. If anyone serves, he should do it with the strength God provides, so that in all things God may be praised through Jesus Christ. To him be the glory and the power forever and ever. Amen." You can see here that there should be a high level of respect among Christians. This passage is originally directed toward the group, toward the church in general. But you can see also where it would really serve well to be a template or a guide for marriages. I have often thought of the passage in 2 Corinthians 6 that speaks of the fact that we as believers should not be unequally yoked. A Christian marriage is a yoking together, a joining together of a man and a woman in holy marriage. This is a covenant that is taken before the Lord. And this implement that joins the two ox together, I sometimes think about the way it might have been discussed in ancient times, about almost similar to like tractors today, and they discuss how many horsepower a tractor has and what kind of pulling capacity it has. And I envision a couple of men back in ancient times discussing the ox, and the one says, "I have an ox which is able to pull so much." And the other one says, "Well, I have 2 ox power." "Whoa, you have 2 ox that can be put together using a yoke." This would have been quite the technological development back then. And the two pulling together would have accomplished so much more. And that's the way it is in life. Husband and wife that are linked together inseparably, and they go through the field of life pulling together, for better, for worse, for richer, for poorer, in sickness and in health. And I always love that phrase that we use in our church body that says, "to love and to cherish until death parts us." And then there is the last phrase that we say, and that is, "and I pledge you my faithfulness." That's the covenant that we take. And it's not supposed to just be the man and the woman. It's supposed to be doing this under the blessing of the Lord. So let's talk about the dynamics of the relationship a little bit. And the first one is that just as we are supposed to show consideration and kindness and thoughtfulness toward other Christians, we should most certainly be showing these similar kind of attitudes and behaviors toward our spouse. I like verse 8 where it says, "Above all, love each other deeply, because love covers a multitude of sins." We all sin much every day. And one of the things about marriage is that we get to see the absolute best and worst of each other. We always try to put on a nice face for people in the public. That's not hypocritical. It's just social decorum. But when we're at home, we tend to not work quite as hard at that. And that's not really right. It's not right for our spouse to get the worst of us. We should be showing love deeply. And we should be showing consideration, as it says in verse 9, offer hospitality to one another. One of the things, sadly, that takes place when couples enter into marriage is they start taking each other for granted, almost in a sense of trying, not purposefully, but offhand, trying to see how much you can get away with. Some individuals do that intentionally, and that's just downright evil. Dominating husbands, husbands who are trying to suppress and control their wives, are really doing evil. There should be an equality there, not in the roles that each has, but in terms of the respect, in terms of the consideration for the other. Any belief or culture that suppresses women for the sake of men is wrong. Jesus showed tremendous respect toward women, even though he was a Jewish rabbi. In fact, he elevated the status of women. A great example for all of us. I remember there was a watch brand that is still in existence, but the commercials many years ago for the Timex watch brand were that it takes a licking and keeps on ticking. Cute pun. But the idea was that you could abuse this watch and it would still be faithful. It still would work. That is not what marriage is about. Marriage is not to take a licking and keep on ticking. This is a wrong expectation if we think our spouse should be shown the worst of us, neglect or abuse and inconsideration, as though they have to just keep performing their duties regardless of our behavior toward them. God forbid that. May the Holy Spirit give you a sensitivity, a sense of propriety toward your spouse. They're not there to be a mat for you to walk on. They're not there to be neglected. They're there to pull alongside you as partners. And this leads me to another discussion, one that oftentimes men, sometimes women, but oftentimes men, do not see their wife as an equal. In Ephesians chapter 5, verse 33, it says, "Each one of you must love his wife as he loves himself." But there is a sinful tendency in the minds of men to innately think of themselves as superior. Maybe a lot of this comes from the physical size that we have. Sometimes it comes from the arrogance of men and the self-confidence of men, where we think our opinions are really good. There is a tendency for a man to think himself above a woman. And this is not right. This is not appropriate, especially when it comes to the wife. She is to be an equal. You know what's interesting about this is that women can sense when men are not treating them equally. They have this ability to judge these things in the same way that if you were in the workplace and your boss or someone over you was being condescending or wasn't really listening closely to your opinions and ideas, you would sense that they really don't care, or that they're just flexing their muscles, they're just trying to show their superiority, and you would resent that. Well, imagine how a wife feels if a man is not truly treating her as an equal. It creates a power imbalance. It creates an abnormality in the relationship. The man is disdaining the wife, and the woman is resenting it. And trust me, men, the woman will resent it if you do not treat her as an equal. Sadly, all around the world, there are various cultures that do not treat women as equals. As I said, We have different roles, different responsibilities. But in Christianity, this all coming through Jesus Christ, there is a love, there is a consideration toward the wife, a tenderness toward her. You notice I've been talking a lot to the men, and the reason is because as goes the man, so goes the family. The man has this huge influence on the welfare of the wife and the children. So men really have to take the lead in this in order to guide the family. And it should be your privilege, men, to show consideration, to show tenderness, to show joy to your wife. I hope you really want to take that goal and run with it. The verse here in verse 8 that says, love each other deeply because love covers a multitude of sins. Christians have an extra advantage in marriage that the world does not have, and that is the forgiveness of God through Jesus Christ. As we said at the beginning, we are always sinning, we are always failing, and in marriage we see failures, small and big, of our spouse. But we have the power to forgive them authentically, not holding grudges, willingly offering them grace just the same way that God offers to us through Jesus Christ. There's going to be some point in a marriage where there's a huge mistake made, big inconsideration, a really painful series of comments or behaviors. How are you going to recover from that? If you don't have the forgiveness of God and the power of the Holy Spirit to forgive as the Lord has forgiven us, you're going to have a troubled time. You're going to have a hard time making it. But this miraculous forgiveness of God in Christ can heal even the worst mistakes and sins. And I hope you'll remember that and apply that authentic forgiveness to one another. In all of this, we're trying to be Christ-like. We're trying to be loving, considerate, patient, kind, the fruit of the Spirit as it's expressed as Christians. So let's give our best for our spouse. Let's treat each other with kindness and humility, because after all, we're pulling together in this life, and we're not only doing it for ourselves, but for our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. May God bless you abundantly in your Christian marriages.
Thank you, Pastor Schrader, for your message today. We appreciate your helpful thoughts and biblical insight. And thank you, friends, for joining us for The Word today. We hope that you were blessed by the message. Did you know that you can find The Word today on the web at thewordtoday.org? There you can listen to sermons and read responses from listeners from around the world. We would love to hear from you, so visit thewordtoday.org. to write or send us an email. And if God moves you to send a gift to support The Word today, you can do so by credit card at the website. Your free will offering helps this program stay on the air and allows us to add new languages and stations to proclaim God's Word around the world. There are no salaries or administrative costs at The Word today, so all of your gift is used for spreading God's Word by radio and the web. The Word today is heard in more than 50 languages worldwide, and as our ministry grows, we hope to add even more. One of our goals is to have The Word today translated instantly into 20 languages and made available for streaming or download on thewordtoday.org. If you would like to give to support these efforts, please visit thewordtoday.org. That's thewordtoday.org. Each week at this time, The Word Today brings you a study on a word that applies Christian principles directly to your daily life. We hope that you will share this week's lesson with your friends and family, and that you will join us again next week for The Word Today.